He's in bad shape.
But really, Ben's attention was all for my mother. She's married, and if you call her a rude name, she'll shoot you with her pretty pink gun, and I'll spit on your grave.
Ben, meet Mercy's mother, Margie.
Ben paled. I didn't think he was used to meeting mothers. I know. She looks like my younger, better-looking sister. Mom, this is Ben. Ben is a werewolf from England, and he has a foul mouth when Adam's not around to ride herd on him. He's saved my life a couple of times. Against the wall is Daryl, werewolf, genius, PhD, and Adam second. Peter, also a werewolf, is the nice man feeding Stefan. And after that, the awkwardness set in. Daryl wasn't talking. Ben kept his head down and his mouth shut. Peter was obviously distracted by the feeding vampire. Adam was staring at Stefan with a worried frown. He knew what Stefan's first words had meant too, but he couldn't talk to me about it in front of my mom until I did. And I wasn't going to let her know that Marsilia and her vampires were after me unless I had to. Mom wanted to ask me about the incident last week, about Tim and how he died. But she wouldn't ask me about anything until everyone else was gone. Me? I'd just as soon not talk about any of it.
I'm done in.
Stefan wasn't any happier about changing donors this time, but having an additional wolf did the trick, and with only minor damage done to my end table, he was soon feeding off Ben. But only a few minutes later, Stefan went limp, his mouth falling away.
Is he dead?
Peter took a sip of his second glass of orange juice.
Him?
Ben extracted his wrist.
He's been dead for years.
You know what I mean.
Truthfully, it was difficult to tell. He wasn't breathing, but vampires didn't. Not unless they needed to talk or pass for human. His heart wasn't beating, but again, that didn't mean much.
We'll take him to my house.
Adam glanced at Mom.
My basement has a room without windows where he'll be safer.
He meant the cage where they locked up werewolves when they had control issues. He frowned.
Not that that will stop whoever dumped him in the middle of your living room, Mercy.
Marsilia. Though maybe it had been Stefan himself. Or maybe some other vampire. The one who'd explained that Marsilia and Stefan were the only ones who could teleport like that was Andre, the one I'd had to kill. Hard to trust his information too far.
I'll be careful, but you have to be careful too. There was a vampire watching the back of the house when I was out talking to Amber.
Who's Amber?
Charlotte's friend Amber from college?
I nodded. She read about... I've apparently made national news. She decided that she should look me up to check into her haunted house.
That sounds like Amber.
Char and Amber had spent a number of weekends at my parents' house in Portland while I was in college.
She always was self-centered, and I don't suppose that would change. Though why would she think that you could help her with a haunted house?